Hi, this is Jeff Siegel, the wine curmudgeon, and today we're at Savor Dallas, and we're talking to Eric Cinnamon, the winemaker for Rancho Zabaco. Eric, thank you very much for doing this with me.
Jeff, it's my pleasure.
And Eric is going to be doing a seminar later today where he'll be imparting wine wisdom, and before you do that, I was hoping you could talk to us a little bit today about being a winemaker and what that entails, and perhaps help clear up some misconceptions people might have.
It'd be my pleasure, Jeff. I think most people envision winemakers spending all their time in tuxedos traveling around the world on Gulfstream jets. It's not really what we do. The thing I love about winemaking is it's a seasonal job. We spend times in the vineyard from June through August. We're out there walking through the vines, getting our boots dirty, tasting grapes, looking at grapes, seeing when they're ready to pick. From August through January, we're in the winery finishing off the blends. And then during the springtime is when we actually get ready for bottling. So it's always very good, very different, very seasonal as far as what we're doing. It's very good for people with short attention spans.
The other thing that you mentioned there, and I try to explain this to people who get this idea that wine is this fancy, highfalutin restaurant thing, what you've just described to somebody who grew up in the Midwest, Eric, is farming.
Well, Jeff, you're exactly right. Winemaking, there's no mysterious science or alchemy behind it. Really, it is, as a winemaker, my job is to preserve all the flavors and aromas that are in these beautiful grapes that we're lucky enough to grow out in Sonoma County. So, for example, the Rancho Zabaco Sonoma Heritage Vine Zinfandel, what my vision is for that wine is a wine that's full of black fruit, blackberry, black cherry, soft, supple tannins, that we can deliver to the consumers for a great value. So that means working backwards, I spend a lot of time in the vineyard looking at the grapes that we're growing and tasting the grapes, sometimes weekly, sometimes daily as we get closer to harvest. And it's a really old-fashioned, salt-of-the-earth type career where you're going through and really trying to see when the fruit's ready and what is going to give me the help attain the vision I've got for these wines.
So in other words, you're just like, in one respect, it's just like anybody who's growing wheat or corn or soybeans, and you're out there and you're going, God, is it going to rain today or not, and all that stuff.
The seasonality is definitely one of the most exciting things we deal with as far as the rain forecast. The weatherman is our best friend during harvest. But, yeah, that's why it's so important to grow the grapes in the right place, because where the grapes are grown has a huge impact on what kind of wine we can produce. So that's why Rancho Zabaco, we're based in Dry Creek Valley. The primary red wine we make is Zinfandel. We don't make Cab or Merlot. But we're trying to make these powerful, rich, intense, sophisticated Zinfandel wines. And Dry Creek Valley really is the best place to grow Zin. Because of the proximity to the Pacific Ocean, it's cool enough that we can extend the hang time that allows for the tannins to mature and give that soft but still rich and full, mouth-filling mouthfeel. It's far enough from the Pacific, however, that it's warm enough that we can get some nice, dark, savory fruit characters. So, really, the Rancho Zabaco Zinfandel, if I may be so bold, is pretty much the perfect red wine.
Well, that's all right. I know that they wouldn't have let you do this with me unless you'd been able to sneak that in. What's your least favorite part about being a winemaker?
Well,
doing interviews with wine writers is not a good answer.
No, that's one of my favorite things to do. One of my least favorite things about winemaking is the disconnect, the challenge I've got, the vision I've got in my head is so hard to actually get into the bottle. As you mentioned, there are the vintage variations, there are harvest time, where you have to go to plan B, something, yeast are an integral part of the winemaking process. That's what converts the sugar into alcohol and carries on our fermentation. Being a natural process where we're trying to use natural starting materials is always going to be some variability, some challenges, and that's definitely what makes winemaking exciting. But again, the hardest thing for me is I've got this vision in my head of what the Rancho Zabaco Zinfandel should be, and again, it's all about powerful fruit, intense flavors, and an elegant, really balanced mouthfeel. And it's a lot of hard work and sweat and sometimes sleepless nights to make that happen.
All right, well, that's your least favorite thing to do, Eric. What's your favorite thing to do about being a winemaker?
My favorite thing about being a winemaker is actually weekends like this where I get to interact with the consumers. You know, I get to show off our Russian River Valley Sauvignon Blanc, which a lot of people don't know we make Sauvignon Blanc. And I'm always gratified by how much passion comes back at me with the wines. Like, oh, I never knew Sauvignon Blanc could have so much tropical fruit or so much lime peel or so such great acidity. I could match this with anything. Or whether we're tasting the our Sonoma Heritage Vines Zinfandel, and they say, oh, I love this wine, and I can't believe it's only $15 a bottle. That, for me, is really gratifying because it's a nice feedback loop on all the efforts that we at the winery, and even going back a step in the vineyards, we're working all year round to get these great wines in the bottle, and to have the consumers give us the old proverbial pat on the back is probably the most rewarding part of being a winery.
What advice would you have for somebody who doesn't know a whole lot about wine and wants to start drinking wine and wants to start getting interested in wine and is intimidated by all of the stuff out there, all of the jargon and the toasty and oaky and things like that? What would be a couple of tips you would have for them?
I have a couple of tips for people just getting into wine. One is to spend time on the internet with the wine curmudgeon, people who can explain things.
In
a very real-world way. I mean, those kind of resources, back in the old days when I started out, it was books, but I think we've got much better resources nowadays. The other tip I would urge people to hold on to is taste as many wines as you can. There are a lot of wine bars and restaurants that will have flights or wines by the glass. Use those as opportunities to explore the world of wine. There are great events throughout the country, and we're in the middle of one right now, Savor Dallas, which is a great opportunity to taste as many wines from as many parts of the world as you're able to do. And then the third tip I would have is never forget that the most important thing is what you like. It's not what someone else is telling you that you should like. So if you use those three things as you explore the world of wine, I think you'll have a very rewarding journey.
And that's the most important thing, and I can't emphasize that enough when I talk to people, which is if you don't like wine, it doesn't make any difference what Eric Cinnamon thinks of it. It doesn't make any difference what Jeff Siegel thinks of it. It's not good wine.
Precisely.
Well, listen, I know you've got to go run to do your seminar. I want to thank you very much for doing this. It was a pleasure, and we'll try some wines. And I know I tasted the Dancing Bull Zinfandel, which you also make, and I enjoyed that very much and wrote about it earlier this year. But thank you very much. I appreciate it, Eric.
Jeff, it's my pleasure, and thank you for helping me reach more consumers to show what great values Rancho Zabaco wines are.
Thanks. This is Jeff Siegel, the wine curmudgeon. May your glass always be full, and may you always enjoy who you're drinking your wine with. So long.